I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How far up the ranks would you go to get something solved in your community? Do you go to the Nextdoor app? Do you go to social media? Do you go right to the mayor?
Wow.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's the mix.
What's going on?
Well, in our neighborhood of Waukesha, and I don't know if it's all of Waukesha, but if you live where we are, we recently had our recycling and garbage bins updated. They've now moved to a different disposal service company.
Oh, okay. So
which is great.
Bins.
Clean nice. Bins. Other ones weren't that clean. I know we probably need to clean those things, but they weren't. But I'm really glad that we've got this because they're bigger, they're nice, they're new. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a little bit of a mix-up because when we were gone in Arizona was when the old bins were supposed to be picked up and you were start to use in the new bins.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
My mother-in-law was nice enough to put the old bins in our garage.
Oh, good for her.
Not realizing they needed to be staying out even though they're emptied, to be picked up and removed and taken away so we can start using the new bins that were in the garage.
Oh, the old bins need to go away. So they actually picked them up?
Yeah, they would come by and pick them up.
All right.
So we've had four giant garbage bins, two recycling, two garbages in the garage. Trying to maneuver around that was sort of a pain.
You got a lot of that hammy household, man. That's
it's
got
true.
A lot of garbage.
So last week, I'm like, all four need to go out. They need to go out. Because the old ones have to be removed and the new ones have to be emptied.
Do they know to come by and they're picking up the old ones if they're outside?
Well, last week, they took the old bins and emptied them, but didn't empty the new bins. So part of it was worked, right? So now...
Wait, they emptied the old bins?
Yes, because my son, I love you, Brayson, I had 2x4s sitting on top of the old bins to not be used. He took off the 2x4s to dump recycling and garbage into the bins because he's just thinking, these are the bins.
He probably thought, oh, I know what Biff did. She put the 2x4s on top so those raccoons don't get in.
So there was garbage in the old ones, but the old ones were emptied and removed, but they didn't ever empty. So now we have 2 weeks of garbage and recycling in the new bins.
Ew.
They were supposed to be picked up yesterday.
Ew.
In the past, the garbage would be picked up about 11 o'clock in the morning.
So you put four bins out?
No, we're down to two.
Oh, just these two to be picked up. Got
yes,
you.
But remember, it didn't get emptied last week because they saw the old bins. So right. We have 2 weeks of trash in the garbage.
In the new bins.
And my husband didn't put them out with enough time. So when I got home, you can see on the whole street, everybody's garbage.
New bins?
New bins have been emptied, but ours have not. And somebody didn't close the garbage bag that they crammed on top of the already overflowing bin. So there's trash around the garbage. So
yeah, those raccoons. I'm telling you, that's the problem right there.
And I pull into the house and I'm like, what the hell? Why is this happening? There's trash everywhere. It didn't get picked up. So now I'm digging through the paperwork of where's the phone number? Who do I contact? What do I do?
They'll make a special pickup, won't they? Won't the city of Waukesha?
Well, I texted our neighbor and I said, hey, what time did your garbage get picked up? And she said, early. They put it out the night before.
Yeah.
I said, ours didn't get picked up. Her response, yeah, I saw that. Great. Glad you saw that there's trash everywhere.
That's why we're selling our house, because we don't want to live next to the stinky people. They just hoard their garbage.
I emailed the company.
The company or the city?
I emailed the company. The company. Because it's a new company.
Okay.
And this is my email that I sent yesterday at 5:26 p.m. I said, hi there. Our garbage and recycling was not picked up this morning. My husband put it out around 6:30 a.m. Does it need to be out earlier? Curious what happened. And how can we get it picked up since it's filled to the max? Here's our address. Thanks so much.
So, hubby, Eric, put it out at 6:30.
Because normally, the last company picks it up at 11 o'clock. Apparently, this company becomes really early. Well, here is a message that just came in 24 minutes ago. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for reaching out. Our routes start at 6 a.m., so we ask that your garbage and recycling are placed at the curb the night before or no later than 6 a.m. As of this morning, are both containers still full and out at the curb? Thank you. Well, I immediately reached out to my family this morning. I said, hey, guys, I know the garbage is overflowing because I can see it. I never checked the recycling. Recycling got picked up. So I responded to them.
Recycling got picked up, but not the garbage.
But not the garbage. Because they do separate. I responded and I said, thank you so much for responding. We made a note about the early pickup moving forward. The garbage is on the curb and still full. The recycling did get picked up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Will your team be able to come out and pick up the trash today by chance? No, I'm trying to be really nice. Really appreciate your attention to this matter. And we won't make this mistake again. Also, we love the new garbage bins. Elizabeth.
Listen to you trying to suck up and just melt all that butter on there.
I haven't heard back about this, but...
Are the bins still full?
Do you think I can ask? We have neighbors all around us that we really love. Yeah, they're overflowing. Can I ask a neighbor if I can put that top garbage bag in their garbage in case they don't come today?
You don't do that.
The garbage top doesn't even close. It's like all pushed down on it. This is 2 weeks of garbage. It's going to be 3 weeks of garbage.
No, you don't ask your neighbors if you can do that ever. No, I would never do that. I wouldn't let my neighbors.
Or take it to the apartment complex down the street in their dumpsters.
Oh, I was going to offer the dumpster out here in back.
At the radio station?
At the radio station. How smelly is this garbage, though? You want that in your car all the way here, your 20-minute drive?
No, you know what I'll do? I'll do the same thing that we do up north. We have nowhere to dispose of trash up north.
You gonna burn it?
We burn some things, but no, I can't do that in Waukesha. No, what we do is we put it in. We have a green giant garbage Tupperware tub with a lid. We put garbage in there, seal the lid, and then you don't smell it. It's no different than what we do with our dogs at public land, by the way. When we run our dogs at public land,
you put them in a bin?
We have a Tupperware tub that's labeled poop, so nobody ever uses this for food.
So it doesn't stink.
And then we put it in there, put the lid on, and in the first quick trip we see on the way home, we dump it there.
I don't know if it's a good idea to use that Rubbermaid tub.
Garbage here at the radio station? I never even thought about that. Can I dump all of the garbage here at the radio station?
Just walking around. Oh, just salespeople. You're fine. Yeah.
That's not illegal?
No. No. You know what?
I have 2 weeks of trash.
Throw it out. I do it all the time. If I have extra stuff, I'll bring it here and just dump it in our dumpster.
You do that.
I do.
And like the recycling?
And the recycling.
You just publicly said that on the radio.
Yes, if I have extra cardboard, like if I buy something.
You bring it here?
I bring it here and dump it in here.
And where do you put your trash in the car?
In the trunk.
And you don't smell it? Because you have a four-door car. You don't have an SUV.
And the problem with putting it in that tub is what I've been hearing about from your husband and your son.
Yeah.
Is they're going to mistake in that for, oh gosh, that's right, Biff wanted us to put the Christmas stuff away. Better take that downstairs. And then it'll smell. It'll rot.
That is not that far off, that one-track mind that they have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.